AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Next stop is the Senate for a debt ceiling and budget cuts bill that was passed in the House. The deadline is approaching next week to raise the debt limit or face a government default. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says they're getting to work.
The Senate will stay in session until we send a bill avoiding default to President Biden's desk. We will keep working until the job is done.
Indiana Republican Mike Braun says this bill keeps finances moving down the wrong path.
This institution needs to be healthy, and it needs to live within its means like households do, like local and state governments do.
President Biden fell on stage at the Air Force Academy graduation in Colorado today. The White House says he was fine after tripping over a sandbag. The president's message to the graduates:
the nation needs you.
He thanked them for choosing service over self.
Graduates, you've made a noble choice to lead a life of service. Now, you also shoulder a great privilege and a mighty responsibility.
The president said that great privilege is of leading a world that will only get more confusing in the years to come. Hopes that the Federal Reserve will ease up on interest rate hikes had stocks higher, the Dow up 153 points. Churchill Downs will limit horses to 4 starts during a rolling 8-week period and impose ineligibility standards for continued poor performance in the wake of the recent deaths of 12 horses at the home of the Kentucky Derby. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is warning customers of Venmo, PayPal, and Cash App should not store their money for the long term with these apps because their funds might not be safe during a crisis. Authorities have recovered the bodies of 2 sisters aboard a fishing charter boat that was found partially submerged off southeast Alaska amid rough seas. 2 other people are missing. This is AP News. People who can work on airplanes are in high demand.
Airplane mechanics are among the fields seeing a shrinking workforce, mostly due to the surge of retirements that began during the pandemic. A maintenance manager for Piedmont Airlines says everybody's getting ready to retire, and not enough people are coming in to take the jobs. At the Pittsburgh Institute of Aeronautics, more than 2 dozen new graduates are celebrating their starting pay, close to $30 an hour. There are estimates the aviation industry will endure a shortage of up to 18,000 mechanics this year. Other industries running out of workers: construction, manufacturing, nursing, and even accounting. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Spirit Airlines and Air Canada have been dealing with technical issues today that have delayed some flights. The issues are IT and website related. Spirit said network issues have been resolved. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.